This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we were talking about yesterday the importance of beginnings. The Torah starts with Bereshit. The Bereshit is the key. The critical thing is the start. We said the start of the day is critical. And we talked about who Yishufchai Rosh. Hashem told the snake, he will smash your head. Which means that the snake, which is the Yetzirah, has to be smashed early in the morning. Its head's got to be smashed. How do you smash the Yetzirah's head? You start off the day on a good note. How do you start off the day? You start off the day with Tefillah. That's how you start the day. And where do we see this? We see this with the flood. Noah started his new world with planting a vineyard and getting drunk. That's how he started our world. The world of recreation after the flood was started with a vineyard and it destroyed the whole history of the world. Actually, he started off on a bad note. Abraham Avinu, Adam Rishon also started off on a bad note. He started off the world, imagine, start off the world with a bang. To start off the world with something good. So we start our day with Tefillah. And that breaks the snake. That breaks the head of the snake, hopefully. Don't forget, the snake is very wily. You can break one snake. Don't forget, the snake cuts in pieces. You cut half the snake, comes back another half. You know what I mean? So, another example is the Hanukkah miracle of the menorah. It's very topical. We're on the eighth day of Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah. That the Maccabim, they did not have to use Tahor oil. Why not?
Because in the case where there's no Tahor oil, you're allowed to use
Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. The community is, and everyone is Tameh, you're allowed to bring the Korban Sibur. Even Tumah. Technically, today we can bring the Korban Pesach. If we have Mizbeach in the right place, we can bring Korban Pesach. Why are we all Tameh? If everyone is Tameh, you can still do the necessities of the community. So lighting the menorah is in the category of the community thing. And therefore they didn't have to wait, but they said, we're going to wait. You know why we're going to wait? We're going to start off on the best possible note. We're going to start off lighting the menorah on the best possible note. So that's how we start off our day.
But they're not starting off. They were just continuing.
They're restarting. Because it stopped for 26 years. They're like 20 years without a menorah. Without the Greeks were there in the Beit HaMikdash. They defiled everything. They put idols everywhere.
Rededication.
So you got to start again. You're refreshing. You have to start the best possible way. The Midrash says, Vayishkem Abraham Baboker. He got up early in the morning. He got up early to serve Hashem, to take his son. And we talked about how Moshe Rabbeinu, the Midrash says, used the same donkey. And the Mashiach will come on the same donkey. We talked about yesterday, the idea of a chamor is not chamor, ela
chomer.
Chemar or chomer. Chomer is materialism. You have to ride on the materialism, which means you have to ride, you have to be your own rider. We have to ride our own horses. Our horses are Yetzirah, the body is like a horse. So your person's got to ride the horse. The person's got to make sure that they keep their horse under control, which is the word for donkey, which is our own materialism. We have to ride the materialism. It's so hard to ride the materialism and conquer the body. The body is always pulling us
down.
It's pulling us down, the physical, the material. That's all a person thinks about. Money and other things I can't even talk about. That's the body. The body pulls us down all the time. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to sit on his donkey, and Abraham Avinu was able to sit on the donkey and control the donkey. Control their very selves. Control oneself. The Chida writes, the first halakha in the Shulchan Aruch is the first test. Control your Yetzirah to get up in the morning. It's so hard to wake up early in the morning. It's so hard. Thank God for clock radios. Thank God for clocks. We have the clocks, repeater clocks, and other things that can wake up, buzz it up. Otherwise, it's very hard to wake up. Just very hard to wake up. So you have the alarm. Without the alarm clock, how are you going to wake up? It's just very hard. So a person has to start overcoming the battle right at the beginning. It's the primary test. And therefore, the Chida says, this should be the first test the person should try and succeed in the morning. To wake up in the morning. To serve Hashem. And that's the Ramah. The first Ramah is Shiviti Hashem Lenedi Tamid. Put God in front of your eyes. If you put God in front of your eyes, then you'll wake up in the morning. If you don't put God in front of your eyes, you're not going to wake up in the morning. You have to put God as number one priority. Hashem is always watching. If someone is lazy to get up in the morning, Hashem is aware of it. Therefore, a person's got to get up early in the morning to serve Hashem. The Sefer Peleuet says, well, look at the language over here. Haba lehargecha, Hashkem lehargo. What's the Hashkem?
No.
Wake up early. Veshkem, Abraham Boker, same language. You woke up early. Haba lehargech, who comes to kill you early in the morning? Yetzirah. Get up early and kill him. How do you get up early? Get up, go to shul. So that's a very, very interesting comment. So the Yetzirah fully intends to kill people with their wiles. You gotta get up early. If you battle the battle in the morning. First gonna rise early. And first gonna get the strength to rise early. Because everything starts in the morning. All the battles start in the morning. And therefore we have to try and find ways to wake up early in the morning. The Rav Chaim Palachi in the Kaf HaChaim, he comments that people should imagine how quickly they would react and jump out of bed if there was a fire in the house by midnight. Imagine, you jump, quite nefesh. And they would also realize if they do not care to wake up to study Torah, they'd like to be cast into the fire of Gehinnom. Oh boy, bar minan. Hard to imagine. Fire. Suppose they should say, you know what? I'm scared of the fire. Suppose I should be terrified of the fire. Fire, fire, fire. Gehinnom is the biggest fire. Likewise, if you heard burglars in the middle of the night, you wouldn't go back to sleep. I don't know what you do. Don't know what's the best thing to do. Call the cops, whatever it is. But you wouldn't go back to sleep. Suppose we'd run to save his life. And lahavdil, if someone told you quickly, they're having a gold, they're giving away gold bullion, they're giving away bars of gold, free bars of gold, they'd run. Suppose you've got to use that attitude and say, listen, grabbing a mitzvah is like getting gold. Well, it is, it really is. So we jump out of bed, however tired a person is, you're making money, you're making gold. So Yetzirah is the one we have to try and conquer. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's interesting, Chafetz Chaim had a yeshiva. His yeshiva in a place called Radin. I've never been to Radin. Oh. I never intend to go to Radin. Mm-hmm. It's in Poland somewhere. I don't know where it is. But it says he himself would switch off the lights of the yeshiva at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
Why? Because he wanted the boys to get up in the morning. So listen, the Yetzirah tells you, learn late. And this way, he'll let you sleep in the morning. So he says, better you don't learn late and get up in the morning than learn late and don't get up in the morning. So amazing. So that's the Chafetz Chaim himself. So that's the first halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. Hidgaber Ke'ari. Now, one of the ironies over here is that lions are the laziest animals. At least the male lions. They're very, very lazy. The female, the lioness, I should have said, Ke'lavi. Like a female lion. Why is it like an Ari? But the answer is, if there's danger, the lion's up. You ever seen a lion when he's aroused? Oh boy, scary. When he's aroused, he's wide awake. That's what we're talking about. Not about a sleeping lion, we're talking about a lion when he wakes up. It's scary. Wakes up on the ball, ready to go, ready to spring, ready in action. So that's very important. Lamod boker. So you gaber kari lamod boker lavodat baro. Get up early in the morning to wake up to serve your Creator. And today is very easy because you wake up before dawn. Today is very easy because dawn today is at
6:17.
Somewhere else. No, it's more. 6:17. Yeah, around 6:17. Right, yeah. Dawn is 6:17, so it's very easy. We will wake up before dawn, hopefully. Very easy to wake up before dawn. In the winter time. I have a cousin I went to see, visit him in England. What time are you praying? So I'm praying Nets. What time is Nets? 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Today, was it? 7:20? Huh? 7:21. It's very easy to pray Nets today. So 7:21 is Nets. Doesn't mean Chokmah. In the summertime, it's not much. In the wintertime, it's not much Chokmah. In the summertime, very hard. Nets is very early. So if you live at the equator, it's the same every day. Nearly the same every day, much easier. But if you live in northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, your nets is going like erratic. It's very erratic. It's very hard to wake up nets every day. Because your clock is going to change every day. Mm. Every day, another time. It's very hard. But at least a person should wake up and go and pray. So it's very, very important to wake up on time, at least not to miss the minyan. So ideally, you go to the first opportunity. Because mitzvah bav liyadcha al tachmitzena. Don't waste time, don't let the mitzvah turn chametz. It's very important to go on time. And B, try and get to the first minyan, not the last minyan.
If you for sure can't get up for nates, let's say, because you're learning or whatever,
summertime,
time you go to sleep.
It's 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Is there any difference between going to an earlier or later minyan as long as you make
the
time for Kriyat Shema?
Of course, we talked about it just now.
But you're going to make
mitzvah ba liyadcha al tachmitzena.
But you're going to make
the earlier time, the better. Kriyat Shema, yeah, I know.
You're still going to make it.
Yeah, of course you're going to make it. The question is, are you doing it with Zrizut? Zrizut. You know what Zrizut is? Do some mitzvah fast. So mitzvah fast means to get the first opportunity possible. That is the ideal. I'm telling you the ideal. The ideal is, the earlier the better. Why? Because you want to grab the mitzvah fast. Okay, yeah, you can always make Shema. Shema now is 9:11. Okay, so I'll wake up at 8:30, I'll go to Minyan, just about make 9:11 and pray at 9 o'clock. It's possible. But is that the best? Not really. Why? Because you're delaying. Every second that goes by, you have an opportunity for a mitzvah. If someone says, come, early, you get the sale, you're on sale. Look at these guys, they wait outside for the sale.
Days, sleep overnight.
Even 2 weeks for Apple, 2-3 weeks. That's the attitude for a mitzvah. It's very hard to have that attitude. It's very, very hard.
Is it harder nowadays because of electricity?
Yeah, of course. In those days, everyone was up. They had to make the most time of be at work. Mm-hmm. And what a shachar, they all leaving the house. They're all going nets their work. It's a question, that's what they said. The Gemara talks about, can you pray when you're working? Can you pray on top of a tree? Why? Because they're at work already. As soon as they get light, they're at work. Because the day's short.
And they would go to bed early.
They go to sleep at dark. There's
nowadays,
no lights.
Nowadays, people are up till 1 in the morning, yeah. And then they got to get up for chakras at 6.
Yeah, so don't. That's the answer. Go to sleep at 11 and wake up fresh in the morning. Don't sleep later than 11 o'clock, otherwise you won't really wake up. Very simple. So the Yetzirah says, stay up, learn Torah, do tikkun hatzot, da-da-da-da, and in the end he makes a shachari. Halavai. You know, the Yetzirah says, do tikkun hatzot. And then you're not going to wake up in the morning. So that's the Yetzirah's trick. The main thing is how you start the day. Because how you start the day is usually continues in the same swing of things. So that's what the first halakha Shulchan Aruch is, to wake up early in the morning, to get up like a lion to serve God. It says David HaMelech would hardly sleep. David HaMelech would sleep. It says Shitin Nishmin, 60 breaths. Half an hour, max. You sleep a few times, half an hour. The Vilna Gaon, it says, we'll sleep half an hour every 6 hours. That's how he slept. Every 6 hours, a half hour nap. It's called a power nap. So the guy was like, people, how do they do it? They're like Malachim. David HaMelech was very, very strong. And we'd had it said he had a harp hanging over his bed, and the wind would blow it at midnight, and he would wake up and pray and praise God at midnight. So who can do that? That's a great person. So the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is an old man. He's in his 80s, and he's cold, and it's freezing. It's in Poland. Don't forget, in the winter time. And he hears a voice in his head. You're an old man. Just take it easy. Relax. Sleep. It's cold outside. So he says, you're older than me, tells the Yitzhak, and you're up already. If you can do it, I can do it. What a great reply. If you can do it, I can do it. If you're up already, I can also be up already. So that's the answer. How can you get up? Oh, in the summertime, it says, how can you get so early? So you haven't slept long enough. Never the person's going to try and get up as soon as possible. So if a person had an appointment with the king, how much more so? Come on, think about it. A person has an appointment with the king. You know what? I'll go an hour late. The king will understand. He's a king. You have an appointment with the president. You'll well be there. Otherwise, he gets angry. He gets upset. So a person's got to be careful, you know. A person's going to take these times seriously. And you can tell how serious a person is by the mitzvah by what time they come to shul, especially Shabbat morning. See how they strolls in 10:30, shacharit, missed shacharit already, pray shacharit out of minyan, I don't know if it's the right time even, and skips kriyat haTorah and musaf straight up 5 minutes, and that's it, and then kiddush, then food. So you can see how serious people are by what time they come to the minyan. It's very important to come early and get some seriousness. Because if we're doing it, might as well do it properly. A person religious says, you know, I want to be religious. Might as well do it properly. Do everything. But I know it takes the time to get in serious. It takes the time to get in the right mode. So the Beit Hadash, which is the Bach, name of Sirkus, last name of Sirkus, S-I-R-K-E-S. He was the father-in-law of the Taz, the Torah Zahar. Very interesting. This is his father-in-law. And the Taz actually took him to court. Because he promised his son-in-law, I'm going to support you. I'll provide for you. You just learn to run, I'll provide for you. All of a sudden, the Bach, he lost his business, and he couldn't provide for his son-in-law. So his son-in-law took him to the Beit Din. So everyone thought the son-in-law was mad. He's a nasty person. So they asked the son-in-law, what are you doing? He said, I'm taking him to court in Beit Din down here, so they won't give him a court case up there. Because I saw that it's going to be judgment on him for not supporting me. So I said, it's better I take him now in the court down here. And obviously the court down here, what they're going to say? It's not his fault. So if the court says it's not his fault, how much more so they're up there, they'll say it's not his fault. So So, you know, sometimes we think, you know, a person takes someone to court, he's a mean guy, da da da, but if it takes him to court down here, it's not as bad as taking him to court up there. Anyway, despite what a person thinks. So Bach says, in the wintertime, the Yetzer Hara says, it's too cold. Go back to sleep, it's too cold. Wake up another hour or two, you know, when the sun's out, it gets hot. And in the summertime, the Yetzer Hara says, oh, wait till it's cool now. You know, it's cool in the morning, but the night is very short. Sleep for another hour or two. Even though it's cool now, still the night's very short. Sleep for another hour or two. So either way, the Yetzer Hara gets a person. In the wintertime, it's too cold. In the summertime, even though it's nice and cool in the morning, the guy says, you didn't sleep enough. Go back to sleep. So the Yetzer Hara always, you know, I had a mashkiach when I was in yeshiva, mashkiach, Rav Abraham David, very, very beautiful, but did my wedding, actually. He says, don't think the Yetzer Hara comes to you dressed like Esav. With the shorts on and a karate suit, I don't know what he wears, the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara comes with a big beard. The Yetzer Hara comes as if he's a religious guy. He says, tells you all the religious reasons why it's good for you to do this. Better, you sleep more, you'll get more kavanah in your prayers, you'll be fresh, and the more you learn, give you all the excuses. So that's a favorite strategy. The truth is, the more a person sleeps, the more they need to sleep. They get more tired, and the brain goes to sleep. There's an optimal amount of sleep person every day. The more a person sleeps, then he loses the edge. The brain is not as sharp as it was before. So, what does the Mishnah say? What three things remove a person from this world? Shenna shacharit, sleeping in the morning. One of them is sleeping in the morning. Children's talk, chatting with children, and attending a shul of Ame Aretz, ignorant people. So, three things remove a person from this world. And one of them is sleeping in the morning, when the best time to serve God, best time to learn, the brain is sharp, because it goes to sleep.
So if you're worried that you don't have enough kavanah in the morning, then it's your fault because you should have gone to sleep earlier.
Halabai. Some people just, the brain is groggy in the morning. Wake up. Yeah, groggy. Whatever. It doesn't matter what time the guy wakes up. His brain is groggy in the morning. But that's the way Hashem made it. That's what Hashem wants. He wants you serving women, you're groggy. Hashem created us. He created us with a system. So you're tired? Hashem says, serve women tired. If one says, hash berosho, asur b'torah. Person got a headache, study Torah. That's the way Hashem created. What do you want? I suppose say, you know what? I don't feel optimal. I'm not going to study. When is it optimal? When is the optimal time to study? And the answer is, it's never optimal time. I always got something to do. I can always find something to do. I can always find some excuses. And people have 20. I tell you, people have thousands of excuses why I didn't come here. So it's very easy to find excuses. And the answer is, don't look for excuses. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. And that's the answer. Go to sleep, you'll get better, you have more strength. I'm listening, I know. It's a tremendous Yetzer Hara. It's a tremendous Yetzer Hara. Thank God I'm a rabbi. I have to be here. No excuses. There's a Yetzer Hara for everything. But you know what? I wasn't a rabbi all the time. I used to work in an office, and I own a bank. And one of the non-Jews over there says, you should be a rabbi. I said, why? He said, you go to pray every time you come here. The non-Jew is telling me you should be a rabbi. Okay, he's coming from here, must be a message from Hashem. If a non-Jew tells you you're going to be a rabbi, that's something, you got to listen. Okay. Anyway, so everyone has excuses. Everyone has excuses. The answer is not to make excuses, just do it. So you're tired. So you'll be tired. You wake up. You'll wake up, and now you have your coffee, have your tea, you wake up. Now you have a coffee in the morning, and you'll be like fresh. So the Yetzer Hara is trying to delay a person. Delay. The weather's not nice. The weather's not good, it's raining, it's this. Always an excuse. There's always an excuse not to pray. So the Rambam is the source of the first halakha in the Ramah. Shaviti Hashem Negdi Tamid. It's interesting because the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim. The Ramah quotes the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim. Now most Ashkenazim don't learn Moreh Nevuchim. They actually burnt the Moreh Nevuchim. The French rabbis burnt the Moreh Nevuchim, the Guide to the Perplexed. What? Right? Because they said Rambam quotes Aristotle. He quotes the Greek philosophers. How could he do this? What kind of book is that? They burnt it. But essentially, the Ramah quotes, the first halakha Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah is a quote from the Moreh Nevuchim, from the Rambam. The Rambam says, one must realize in whose presence one is sleeping. And he quotes Yeshayahu. The entire world is filled with his glory. If a person would lie down in the presence of a king, he would surely be executed for his insolence. How much more is it sinful to remain sleeping when it's expected to get up and serve? Blessed be he. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the whole language. He doesn't quote in whose presence one is sleeping. He just says, Shiviti Hashem Nei Tamid. It's just a good thing to have Hashem in your mind all the time. So that's very important. So the answer is, if you sleep knowing that God is watching you, then you'll wake up early in the morning. Hashem's waiting for you. That's what know. Hashem's waiting. You know, we did this halakha, very very interesting halakha. So the Gemara said, we did this in the Gemara, last week, or the week before, where the Gemara says that a person who is one of the first 10 in the Minyan gets reward kenegi kulam. He gets sechar kenegi kulam. He gets reward as much as everyone in the whole Minyan. So for example, if there's 100 people in the Minyan, he gets 100 times reward if he's one of the first 10. Right? It's a tremendous reward. If there's 2,000 people in the Minyan, he gets reward for 2,000. If he's the first 10. So in this show, it's very easy to be the first 10. You got opportunities for everyone to be one of the first 10. The first 10 gets schar kenei kulam, which means all the first 10 get reward as many people in the Minyan. Say it's 15 people in the Minyan. He gets 15 times the reward. Imagine. It really pays to come early.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.